May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our text for this morning comes from the gospel reading, especially these words. Nathanael said to Philip, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Nathanael answered Jesus, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." This is our text. Dear saints, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Well, there's a cynical question if I ever heard one. Now, Nazareth was nothing particularly special in Jesus' time, but neither was it a backwater town. It was along one of the three trade routes that ran through Galilee. A lot of Gentiles passing from east to west would have gone through. It wasn't a huge place, but it wasn't a tiny place. As was the case throughout Galilee, the form of Judaism there probably would have been on the more conservative side. The people clinging to God's word, seeking to follow his way, wanting to keep his law. No doubt there was a bit of Jewish nationalism in the area, a desire for the nation to be free from the Romans once again. Scholars believe that priests would have come from Nazareth to serve in the temple in Jerusalem on a regular rotation. I suppose, to sum it up, Nazareth was fairly average. Nothing particularly great is mentioned there from the Old Testament. So, what good could come from Nazareth? In our gospel reading, it seems that the Apostle Philip believes Jesus to be the Messiah pretty readily, that Jesus is the promised one, promised by Moses and the prophets of the Old Testament, the Messiah, the one promised to redeem Israel. But Nathanael? Well, he needs a little more convincing. You can probably almost picture his facial expressions as Philip is talking to him. Interest and a twinge of excitement at Philip's words, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote." And then perhaps disappointment and skepticism at the words, "Jesus of Nazareth." A Messiah from Nazareth? So Nathanael needs a little more convincing, some sort of proof that what Philip is saying is actually true, but yet he heeds Philip's words to come and see. He does get his reassurance from Jesus, for before Philip called him, Jesus says that he saw him under the fig tree. That's enough for Nathanael, for now. And he makes a great and bold confession of Jesus, "You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." But Jesus has even more in store for him. Nathanael will see greater things than Jesus knowing that he was sitting under a fig tree. Jesus tells him, "You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Jesus tells Nathanael, "You will see greater things than these." What do you suppose those greater things might be that Nathanael would see? Well, for 3 or so years, Nathanael would have traveled around with Jesus from town to town. He would have been witness to all the amazing miracles that Jesus performed, restoring sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, healing the sick, calming the storm, feeding 5,000 people with but a little bit of food, even raising the dead. Those are pretty great things. Not to mention the crowds that followed Jesus around. Nathanael must have felt that he was part of something really great. Truly, Jesus revealed to Nathanael and to us that he came with the might and the power of God. But then things start to change. They start to go downhill. The crowds start to thin. Oh, the ones that remained were always anxious for another miracle, but Jesus' words? They're kind of difficult. They're kind of confusing, what with all the parables and all. This rabbi says he is the bread of life, and to have life yourself, you have to eat his flesh. And he goes on using this name, I am, as if he's claiming to be the God of the Old Testament. He wants people to believe and trust in him for salvation. A mere man, and kind of a meek man at that, certainly poor. We don't see any great armies following him around. And then the bottom seems to fall out of all of the great things that Nathanael is witnessing. Jesus is arrested, tried in kangaroo court, publicly mocked and scourged, forced to carry his own cross upon which he would be crucified. It would seem that the great things Nathanael was seeing ended right there and right then at the cross on Mount Calvary. How could there be any more great things now that Jesus was dead? But what Nathanael didn't know at the time was that the cross was not the end of the great things done by Jesus of Nazareth. It was actually the beginning of them. The beginning of the greatest thing God had ever done for Nathanael. Of what God had ever done for you or for me. For it is from the cross that the epiphany of God is made the clearest. That we see what God is really like. It is on the cross that God reveals his extreme mercy by sacrificing the Son to die for our sin. Nathanael's sin, your sin, and my sin, the sins of the whole world. It is not through God's power and his omniscience and his majesty that he primarily wants you to witness his greatness, but through his grace, his mercy, his sacrifice, his forgiveness. In these are the greatness of God revealed to every one of us. Jesus would rise on Easter. Nathanael would see and speak with his risen Lord. And 40 days later, he would watch as he ascended into heaven. Perhaps he thought that was the end of the great things, that Jesus was gone. So now what? But then Pentecost, when God would pour out his Holy Spirit on the disciples, and the greatest of all things would start to happen. People would believe. People would believe what the disciples said about Jesus. People would come to faith that Jesus really was the Son of God. Eventually, people who had never even seen Jesus would believe he died for their sins and was raised to life again. People would be baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Nathanael would see these things. He would witness these great things taking place. And so throughout the book of Acts, we see the great things that God was doing through his apostles, as through their teaching, their preaching, eventually their writing, people would be brought to faith and baptized. It is no small thing to turn a stubborn heart born in original sin to faith in Jesus Christ. Only God can do this. This is a great thing. And it's the same for you. God did a great thing by bringing you to faith. He did a great thing in your baptism by making you his own child. You could not have possibly done that great work for yourself. God creates and sustains faith in Jesus Christ through his Holy Spirit, which is at work in God's word, in absolution, in your baptism, in the Lord's Supper. But perhaps you are like Nathanael from time to time. You need a little bit of convincing. You need convincing that Jesus really is your Savior. You need convincing that despite all the chaos and craziness of the world around us, that Jesus is in control and still cares for you, then you only need to come and see. Come and hear. See through the eyes of faith as you hear God's word proclaimed, as you receive the sacrament. Be convinced once again that all of God's promises are true in Jesus, and that all of God's promises are for you. It might be an interesting thought experiment to apply Nathanael's original question to our place and our time. We might ask something like, can anything good come out of Newark? Newark's a small place. There's not a lot going on. I suppose plenty of people pass through on 718, but the invitation that Philip makes to Nathanael is the same that we make to others. Come and see. And yes, something good can and does come out of Newark, for it is here in this place that we gather around God's word and his sacrament for the forgiveness of our sins and to strengthen our faith on the journey to our heavenly home. It is here that we gather with our brothers and sisters in Christ to receive Christ's gifts, to offer our sacrifices of thanks and praise. It is from here that we reach out to others around us so that they too may come to know Jesus as the one spoken of by Moses and the prophets, the Messiah, come to redeem Israel and people of all nations. It is here that we too see the great things that Jesus continues to do. Something good did come out of Nazareth, our Lord Jesus Christ. He who did great things among his disciples, did the greatest thing of all from the cross, that he might do great things in your life and in this place. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.